the FBI, Missouri State Highway Patrol, the Louisiana Police Department, and the St. Louis County Police Department continue to work together very closely. We have not stopped since this started, and we will not stop until we catch the individual that abducted Alyssa.
She's going to be a scared little girl for a while, and I hope that, you know, she'll get the help she needs. But I'm so glad. I'm so happy.
I can't find words. It's unbelievable. God was watching over that baby.
At 76 years old, there's no way he can deal with that, and I'm afraid, and if it's the goal of the French government, I'm afraid he will die in jail, but it will be their responsibility, not ours.
What is the next step? Are you going to now appeal?
We have to talk about the next step with him, because it's his life, and it will be his decision to see if we have to make an appeal.
When you mentioned how remote it is, triple canopy jungle, hidden in marshland, so you don't only have a triple canopy jungle, you have marshland, and it was, you could put the Empire State Building sideways underneath that triple canopy jungle and not find it. It cost $4 million to manufacture. That's just the cost. The complex where it was built, which is a dry dock clandestine complex, housed at least 50 people. So this organization, without going into specific details, has the wherewithal, has the resources to invest in maritime drug trafficking. Estimates from the Ecuadorian National Police are anywhere between 6 and 10 metric tons of cocaine.
Also, es bleibt spannend.